The Falloof will probably in the front of his book or the back of his book or the middle, somewhere in his book, he's probably got a map of the Wisconsin and Minnesota border in there. And you can see right away that Minnesota would be jealous of Wisconsin because they can't face Wisconsin because Wisconsin's facing Minnesota and they can't even face Wisconsin. So I think there's a little bit of jealousy there. So that's my comment, and thank you, and thank you, Mr. Aloof. But I like Wisconsinites, I think Chiefs heads are very likable people, and thank you very much.
Thank you. 989-9226. All right, listen, we've got a line open here. It's the Phil Hendry Show. With me tonight is Mr. Hamid Aloof. We're talking about his book. It has to do with the Twin Cities, and what he sees is kind of a drag thing going on with people moving in here from all over the place. Our intergalactic line is wide open, 1-800-327-8255 on WCCO News Talk 830.
Quality craftsmanship and commitment.
That's 1-800-995-GRAND.
Say thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Casey Kasem. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Thanks, Case. WCCO News Talk 830, Phil Hendry Show. Special guest tonight, Hamid Aloof, talking about the cheesing of the dream. Cheesing the dream and all the problems, I guess, we've got with Wisconsin now. Is that the problem, Mr. Aloof?
Not just to say with Wisconsin, but all these people that come here from places that they come from these other places to come here. And to spoil and ruin this quality of life here in the beautiful Twin Cities.
Okay. 989-9226. Let's talk to John in Plymouth. John, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Just before I get started, I want to tell everybody that I have the black market on cheese sales from Wisconsin right here in my house.
You're the one who sells this cheese.
I'm sorry, what?
You're the one who sells this cheese.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Anyway, I just want to get some facts straight. You said that you spent 3 years writing this book, yet you've only been in Minnesota for 18 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've spent your whole life researching this, yet you've lived in Jordan for I don't know how.
What difference does it make? You know,
I'm sorry.
The problem with America.
You studied about Minnesota.
People don't like
while you were in Jordan.
You know what the problem with America is.
What's the problem with America?
You
sir?
Don't like people from other country.
No. I have nothing against
you. You don't
from
like
other
me.
Countries. You see, the only problem is, you said that you spent your whole life researching this, yet you lived in Jordan.
It was a figure of speech.
Uh-huh. So how long have you actually spent researching this?
The book?
Yes.
But I look around the Twin City and then write the book.
You spent 18 months on this book, which you have researched your whole life, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Now it goes from 3 years to 18 months.
Correct.
Okay, I have a...
Well, I know. It does sound like a discrepancy there in the figures. I mean, 3 years, 18 months. Exactly how many years are we dealing with here, Mr. Aloof?
Well, I hear 12 months.
The problem with you and the people that call this show, and you invited me on your show, Mr. Andy, let the record show this. You don't like me because I come from Jordan.
No, that's why these people.
Where the people call up say, you have an accent, where are you from? You don't belong here.
I don't think we're saying that. We just want to know how long you researched the book.
Right.
I told you. 3 years.
Okay, John.
Oh, I thought he said 18 months.
I think he said that's how long he's lived here.
Right, and he also said that's how long he researched it.
Oh, okay. Did you say 18 months, Mr. Aloof?
3 years, I say. What is wrong with you people?
All right. John, thank you.
Yeah,
989-9226, 989-9226. Hubert in Waverly, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Hubert H. Humphrey, and this type of discussion makes me roll over in my grave. This man, he says he's from Jordan. I don't even think he's from Red Wing. I think he's from the UP. This discrimination, we can't do it. As President Johnson once said to me, come on, cut out your crying shit.
Okay. Thanks a lot for nothing. 989-9226, 989-9226. I think we're going to have to get out the music. Here we go.
Filthy language. I've never heard anything like this before in my life. Filthy language.
Life's sweetest reward.
When you hear the Love Boat theme, you know we've had filthy language.
It floats back to you. Kind of language out there.
989-9226. 1-800-327-8255. 1-800-327-8255. The Phil Hendry Show here on a Saturday night. We're discussing living here in Minnesota and this book, Cheesing the Dream. And, Mr. Aloof, I apologize again for the language of my listeners.
But you see, this is it. These people call up. They don't like me because I don't come from this country. I like the Twin City. They call up, they call me bad name and all of these things like this. This is what I'm talking about. And if you don't believe me, go to Wisconsin. You can see it.
Right, right. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here, and we're going to talk to Joe in New Brighton. Joe, you're on the air.
Okay, I think it's about time this whole thing came out in the open. You know what's been going on for a long time? All these people in Wisconsin bringing the cheese in. John from Plymouth admitted he's got the cheese at his house. All the subversive Wisconsinite cheeseheads calling in, pretending they're Minnesotans. Who cares where the guy's from? He's making a valid point. We've got cheeseheads, and they're all calling in pretending they're Minnesotans, and that's the problem.
Have you ever gone to, like, a football game and seen them wearing, like, that soft, ripened brie square on their head or something like that?
And you can pick them out a mile away.
It's a wedge, yeah. And you pick them out, you can smell them a mile away.
And it's almost as if they're proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, they sit there with the sort of, it's a Limburger item. I don't know what it is. And you take one whiff, and you know that section down there are Packer fans.
Oh, you know it right away.
It's wild, man.
You know it right away.
It really is. Well, Joe, I thank you for the call.
All right.
And good common sense from you tonight.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Keep them off the air. Keep those Wisconsinites off the air.
Well, we're trying. But what can two men do? One of them from Jordan.
Well,
thanks.
Keep up the faith.
Okay, dude. 989-9226, 1-800-327-8255. Talking to Scott in Woodbury. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a question for Mr. Aloof. He calls himself a true Minnesotan. How many professional wrestling matches has he ever been to?
I want to see Jesse the Body.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's great.
He's a friend of mine.
Yes,
he is. Do you know this man?
That's great. I think everybody wanted to know that.
Do you know this man, Jesse the Body?
Yeah.
You know him?
Oh, yes. I've met him.
You met him?
Yes.
He's a good man.
Yes, he is.
He's a great man.
Yeah?
We should put him at the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin to beat up Cheesehead.
Well, I think we need to find out who put the bridge there and go after him. I mean, that seems like a big mistake there.
Let me say this.
The bridge at Hudson.
Yes, I know.
Let them all in.
Yes, I went over the bridge today.
Yep.
There is a McDonald's on the other side of the bridge.
Uh-huh.
I love McDonald's. I eat there as much as I can, but I go to McDonald's on the other side of the bridge.
Uh-huh.
I ordered this quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah?
My God, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah?
Wisconsin cheese. See what I mean?
Well, you should be
protesting. I thought that I would die.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I would die a horrible death.
Sure.
Gagged and puked and everything all the way back to Minnesota over a bridge.
We need to do something about this.
You better believe. That's why I wrote the book.
Well, I'll have to get that. I enjoyed your show. I haven't had so much fun laughing in a long time.
Appreciate it. Well, thank you for calling. Okay, bye-bye. There's Scott calling in at 989-9226. That's kind of a tough thing to say about McDonald's.
I love it, McDonald's. I love McDonald's. Love. But the slice of cheese, no.
All right. Well, let's take a little bit of a pause for the cause here. It's 10 o'clock. This is WCCO News Talk 830, serving St. Paul, Minneapolis, and all of Minnesota. 989-9226. Or what happened to our news? Yeah, it's right, Robbie boy. Or 1-800-327-8255, CBS. Coming up.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Weber. The Irish Republican Army reportedly is changing its tactics because of...